don't make no difference, does it?
But we'll just talk about early days. For example, you say you came down in a covered wagon?
Yeah, we had two covered wagons and 11 head of stock. Mm-hmm. In 92.
92? And yeah. You came in from Kansas?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. We got on the Chisholm Trail at Cowell, Kansas, and come across the Cherry Strip and come out in Old Oklahoma at Hennessy. You heard of Pat Hennessy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we come out, and then we homesteaded near the little town of Marshall, Oklahoma.
Was Pat Hennessy from Hennessy, or did they name the
town? Well, they named
after
the town after Pat Hennessy. He's supposed to be killed by the Indians, but they thought it was an outlaw bunch of white renegades that killed him. Uh-huh. His monument's there in Hennessy now, you know, right on Main Street. Yeah. Yeah, so that's where we come out. We camped. We come in at Cowell, and we made Pond Creek the first day. It's called Round Pond then. That's where they crossed the Salt Fork, you see it.
Uh-huh.
It's a station there, and they called it Round Pond. Well, we camped all night there, and the next night we made it to Buffalo Springs. Now, that's right in the middle of the section, and the section's the little town of Bison's in now. We camped all night there. There was a lot of campers around there, but we had to make water holes every night for the stock, you see.
Uh-huh.
And but we carried water clear from Kansas with us and got water out of springs, you know, when they replaced for springs, you know. But they had two covered wagons. One was made with a kind of a top on it, like a house. And we had three cows. I know their names: Jersey, Roxy, and Blue. And 8 head of horses. And so we come across then and homesteaded there near Marshall.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have no school in 93. We missed school. We didn't get our schoolhouse done, so I didn't get no schooling in 92 or 3. But in 94, we had built a solid schoolhouse. Uh-huh. And it was there 3 years. And the first teacher teach 3 months for $90. Yeah. Then after that, we went to a dugout schoolhouse for 3 years after they changed the district. And then after that, we built a frame schoolhouse. After the first 6 years, we built a frame schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my education there. Of course, I spent one term in the Edmond State College, you know, one term. That was long in 1904 and later on. I got to be a pretty good sized boy then. But I just grew up, and I took up poultry in early days, and I've supposed to be the dean of the poultry judges now in the Southwest, you know, but I've kind of retired now and turned it over to young fellas. I've always gotten a pleasure out of working 4-H and 4-H boys and FFA club boys, you know. Of course, I'm an honor member of both of them. And
educate the young, huh?
Huh?
Educate the young.
Yeah, that's what I spent my time. That's what I do most of my time now, is spare time. I'm just retired now. That's it. And of course, Miss Ward come in here from Coffeyville, Kansas, when this country opened, with a cousin, Bert Strau, and his father was the United States Marshal here at that time, the late Harry Strau, and he built the first brick building, Guthrie. Her and her cousin and him run the restaurants on South 2nd Street in 89. Of course, you know, Mr. Ward is pretty active yet for her age.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But we've seen a lot of ups and downs. I've seen we used to haul her grain 25 miles in the wagon, you know, and take a day and a half, a day and a part of a night to make the trip, you know. And the transportation's been one of our greatest progresses, you know. And, of course, other things to boot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the roads themselves.